past. He simply outruns the defense and goes all the way to pay dirt. Harbor Beach scores, leads 19-8, 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. I'm sure looks like they're going to line up and go for two, Clark.
Well, it's 11-point ball game. Successful two-point conversion will make it 13, trying to extend that lead as much as possible. Seeing that Harbor Beach's scoring drive took a mere 20 seconds off the clock. It's a pitch out to the right to James Shelkey, trying to dive in, and he stops short at the one-yard line. In two-point conversion is no good. So it's 19-8. Harbor Beach leads by 11 with 2:12 left in the fourth quarter over Marlette on the WLEW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Brady Kirshen with a 48-yard keeper extends this lead out to 19-8 by 11 points with 2:12 remaining in the fourth quarter over Marlette. Wyatt House, the kicker for Harbor Beach, getting the ball set at the 40-yard line, left to right across the radio. The ball will be flying on a cold and chilly night as the wind has now swung to the northwest.
Now that northwest wind, that makes it even colder, it seems like.
Anything out of the north this time of the year. Even in the summer, makes it cold in Harbor Beach. Here's the kick, and they're going to kick this one down to about the 32-yard line brought in by Marlette, and they're going to get out to the 42-yard line brought down by number 47, Robert Emming. And it was number 23, Ethan Stover, on the return. First and 10 for Marlette with 2:06 remaining in regulation.
Well, pretty easy here, Clark. You know they're going to have McKinney air it out to see if they can't score in under a minute again like they did on the last drive. But this time a little bit farther to go. We'll see what the coach has got up his sleeve this drive.
Marlette sticking to the spread offense. Shotgun for McKinney. Stover to his left. Wide left is number 7, Aaron Leffler. He's 1 for 7 in receiving. Looking to his left to pass, now looking to his right. Lets this one fly, and this one's overthrown into the far sideline, into the chain gang. And this one falls incomplete. Pass was intended for number 2, Tyler Ladd. 2:01 left in the fourth, 2nd and 10 from the 41 of Marlette.
Harvey just got to be careful. They had two defensive backs covering that curl route down the sideline, leaving the slot receiver streaking down the field with no one there to cover him. They knew that short pass was coming. They can't be too predictable on defense.
And here comes the pressure from Harbor Beach's front line, and Ethan McKinney is sacked by Adam Swartz way back at the 31-yard line. And Marlette has to use their final timeout in this first half with 1:50 left in fourth quarter. It's going to be 3rd and a ways to go for the Marlette Red Raiders.
Yeah, 75, Jacob Wan, I think.
Excuse me,
was the one in on the sack. He's all pumped up now. Back those Marlette Red Raiders up even farther. Marlette has to burn a timeout. I think they burned a timeout, didn't they, Clark?
Yes, they did.
They have to burn one of those timeouts. They could have used those somewhere else, but this is the game for them and possibly even their season.
Like we said, Marlette's sitting with 4 losses right now. They sit at 3 and 4 right now. Excuse me.
4 and 3.
3. There we go. Thank you. 4 and 3 in the season. They need to win the remaining 2 games, including tonight, to secure that automatic berth. With a loss tonight, they would fall to 4 and 4.
Very good.
Thank you.
You catch on quick.
I can do my math.
Once you get started.
It's the cold, I'm telling you. What's going to take to get a heater up here for all of us? 3rd and 17 for Marlette, pushed back at their own 35-yard line. Three wide to the left. McKenney looking to pass. Lets this one fly. And it's intercepted by James Shelke at the 36-yard line. The third pick for McKenney on the night. Gives the ball back to Harbor Beach with a minute 42 left.
And McKenney there now just forcing the ball way too much. He throws it into triple coverage and nowhere close to his wide receiver. Again, overthrown and led too far. He throws it right into the arms of James Shelke, the sure-handed defensive back. It's his second interception of the game, and that will officially seal the deal for Marlette. A minute 42 left to go. The Pirates lead 19-8 with the football.
First and 10 from their own 36-yard line. The third interception for Marlette, and they've on top of that four turnover downs, so technically seven turnovers on the night. It's a handoff right through the middle for about a yard for Harbor Beach. They're satisfied, and now this is the final timeout for Marlette. Brought down by number 66, A.J. Choik. 65, excuse me, A.J. Choik. Brandon Puff, the ball carrier, for a yard. And the final timeout called by Marlette with a minute 37.
Yeah, again, just trying to stop the clock. Potentially they could get the ball back for a brief few seconds, but this game out of reach. Harbor Beach does need one first down to officially end this game with the ball in their hands. Coach Shelke going out there to explain to everybody what's going on again, making sure everybody's on the same page.
19-8, Harbor Beach leads by 11 points. With a minute 37 left, Marlette completely out of timeouts. Just spent their third and final one right there. Troy Shelke leaves the huddle, as this will be the third victory on the season for Harbor Beach. As I'm trying to confirm my math before I say anything more.
You're right this time.
Thank you. Minute 37 left. Harbor Beach, with this victory tonight, will have won three of their last four. Brady Kirsch on the keeper gets across the 40-yard line out to the 41.
No. Brandon Puff has the football there, Clark.
Sure.
Brady Kirsch running his fakes out, though.
This is what happens when I try and do math. I was looking down when I looked up. Brady Kirsch is next to the ball. So now with third and six to go from the 40-yard line. Tonight was going so well, too. The wheels are falling off for everyone here at the end of the ball game.
One minute remaining.
Dave, I'm going to let you do the call.
Just hang on with us one more time here, Clark. We're under 1 minute to go. Brady Kirsch under center.
T formation, three on the backfield. Is a handoff to James Shelke, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Still a third, now fourth down, six to go, brought down by Ethan Stover.
Very nicely done, Dave Clark. It's good to have you back, man.
I've only been doing this for how many years?
Just a couple.
So we are down to the 30-second mark, and Harbor Beach will basically get this all the way down as much as possible. Big victory for the Pirates and a big momentum boost for them going into next season.
Yeah, absolutely. This is good for the program. It gives the team motivation, something to look forward to for next season as well.
Be sure to stick around for the post-game show. We'll break down and what happened in this ball game, as well as tell us all the stats and information we collected from tonight. As Jacob Fingle gets the last handoff, and he's brought down the backfield for a four-yard loss. And the clock shows zero, and Harbor Beach brings home the victory, taking out the Marlette Red Raiders with a wild finish, 19-8.
Looks like the officials want 2 seconds left back on the clock, Clark.
Oh, come on. That's all I can say.
No, they conferred about it. They want 2 more seconds on the clock.
They must be really warm out there. That's all I got to know. Or they haven't hit their goal on their Fitbit yet, and they're trying to get it in.
Yes,
one or the
that
other.
Has to be
My guess is the latter. First and 10 for the Marlette Red Raiders. 2 seconds remaining at the Harbor Beach 35. McKenney back to pass, lets this one fly down to the end zone, and it is incomplete. James Shelke broke up the pass, and now we have reached the end of regulation, except
we have not.
No, we have not. We have a personal foul
Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer against Hyrum Beach.
That penalty is going to go against number 81, Jason Gaffke, as he runs into the quarterback, McKinney, after he releases it.